Jared could be arrested at any given moment. They could just come in here with the handcuffs, SWAT team, guns a-blazing probably, and arrest Jared. And you just told me that.
I did.
Just now.
Downtown Greensboro, 192.
The code for the building is...
Yeah, ring the doorbell on the front.
Just try to give a heads up so that we can get it on a viral video, please. Thank you.
If you want a twofer, just you might want to search Jason's new snow car. I'm just saying there could be something in there. I don't know.
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying there could be.
We
don't want to waste their time. Let's be efficient.
There's no probable cause.
It might get some multiple arrests in this station. No. Yeah, probable cause. I saw something.
Yep.
They don't say what it was.
They say if you see something, say something.
It would be a failure to appear in court.
What?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
You?
Nope.
Why would you do that?
I didn't remember.
Do you know, I'm actually not surprised
You didn't
by
remember
Jared.
That?
Yeah, I forgot.
I'm
that's
not
important.
Look who you're
My bust.
Look who you're talking
that's not
to.
A shock.
I'm actually not surprised about that at
I'm
all.
I'm practicing what I'm saying to the judge. My bad. My bust? What?
Oops.
That is not... funny.
It's
I think you probably have a bench warrant out for your arrest.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I can be arrested. That's the
at
whole
any
point.
Moment.
I can arrest
this has happened to me before. Same thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I hired an attorney, though, and the attorney didn't show up for me.
Oh.
So the attorney covered it.
I thought about hiring an attorney. I was like, nah, I'll just go.
I'm paying one as it is.
Yeah. I got too many attorneys.
What do you mean you'll just go? Like, you can just now show up?
Yeah, just go. You can just. I was told this. I've seen people do this. They Google it.
Okay.
I'm not saying an attorney's a better idea. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
They go. They know all the things, and you're less likely to maybe say something wrong and get arrested.
But you are ass deep already in lawyers.
You can Google it and just say, I want, reduce or, there's all these terms you can say. I saw dudes do it before at, like, traffic court.
Okay.
And they're like, okay. I mean, they just say what the lawyer said in front of them. They're like, okay.
So even though you had a court date that you were supposed to go to and you missed it,
yeah,
which you don't read the fine print
that
of anything.
It's shocking to me.
It's shocking to me, too, because I got pulled over in November for speeding and I think illegal passing. And
how do you have a driver's license?
You know what? It's the first ticket I had in a long time.
I thought you got a ticket downtown for speeding.
Yeah, they let him off because he was dressed like Henry VIII.
Yeah, it was Henry VIII. They're like,
that wasn't the time I was talking about.
Well, he went to driver's ed.
Yeah, that was like seven years ago. They always ask if you had anything the last 3 years.
I got it. Okay.
So it's been 7, 8 years, maybe 10 years. I think I was married to Heather at the time. Well, it was like 9 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. But yeah, I did have to go to driver's school. It sucked. Mm-hmm. Everyone in there is 16 to 17, and they're like, what are you in here for? I'm like, I'm stupid.
I can't drive.
So with this, have you looked up to see if there's a warrant, though?
I have looked. Well, no. Well, I called the courthouse, and they're like, in the Guilford County, there's two different courthouses. It's the one here.
And then High Point.
And then the High Point one. They're like, oh, no, you have to go in person to High Point and ask them if they will change that for you but you only have 20 days, which is coming up like Monday.
Mm.
And if you don't do it in time, then there could be a problem.
Oh, I thought that they could issue a warrant.
They
right
could,
now.
But it's, if I had like a lengthy record, they technically could.
You could look up your court. Do you have the documents?
Because
you
could look up.
Okay, you can look up by his last name.
What'd you do with that?
I thought I put it in the glove compartment.
What'd you do with it?
I don't know.
You probably threw it away.
You know what I did with it? I think I brought it in here when I talked about the speeding ticket and I read about it. And then like I always do, just threw it away.
Right in the recycling. Guaranteed.
At the end of the show, I take my stack of papers. Boop, boop,
but you can get the papers easy. You just look it up on
the website.
Print it out. And you didn't put this on your Google Calendar?
Mm-mm. So
this is Jared we're talking to here.
It's a big deal.
This is the same person. Speaking of recycling bin, I put the recycling bin in the spot where the trash can was because I was tired of watching you just turn around and throw paper into the trash can. I thought, well, if he's just going to turn I did not. So, this is about your laziness.
He's attacking your
at
character.
At least if he's going to throw it away, at least he could just toss it into the recycling bin, and that's why it's over there.
Yeah, and so at the end of every show, I don't even look at the stack of papers. It could be all of our show content and prep, and I just throw it away. I'm like, oh, we're done for the day. Boom.
Yeah, even if I need the papers.
I think there's once every 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, that I'll ask Jared for something. I'll see him rummage through the recycling to pull it back out to cut it.
Why don't you stop that habit?
Because usually, like 99% of the time, I don't need it.
Just take it back to your desk and
then
go through it.
No, then there's a huge stack of crap in there.
But you're throwing away crap you need.
Sometimes, like my speeding ticket.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I remember I brought that in here, and yes. I remember reading it, and I'm thinking, that's probably what I... But I remember they said it was in a certain month. Like, you got to be there in March. And I was like, okay. And so it was like mid-March. I'm like, oh, no, I forgot. I said, well, maybe it's not yet. I called like, it was last week. I'm like, no. So, yeah, we'll see. I have contacted an attorney. They're working on it.
Oh, my gosh, another attorney.
You're just saying that. Put it on my
desk. No, that Tony Wynn guy that got squid off with his.
Yeah.
They're going to handle it.
Oh, I thought you were just saying that so they wouldn't come arrest you live on the air.
Possible another driver school.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right.
This time an 8-hour course.
Remind me what this ticket was for.
Well, if there's one thing we know Jared has, it's the notes from the first time.
Yeah,
he'll breeze through this one.
Yeah.
He didn't throw those out.
And nope.
And y'all make fun of me for going the speed limit. Yeah. This is exactly why. Yeah.
I was late for something, and which everyone says is true. And I passed on the side I shouldn't have passed on. And anyway, and I was speeding.
What do you mean passed on the side? Like you went
like
into
there's
the...
two lanes, and mm-hmm. I made an additional third lane.
So
like I went to
like...
a turning lane to pass people.
Okay.
Like I got up and went, mm-hmm. and then unfortunately, the thing I like about the Tesla, it's super quick and fast, and mm-hmm. I'm like, which is
not
very tempting
the right way
all the time. And so now I got to be really careful. I'm like, don't do that again. Okay, this person's going slow. Just wait.
I don't think you've learned your lesson, though. I don't, because this just keeps happening to you.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I gotta stop. I gotta, and then you don't.
Well, it's my second speeding ticket in 9 years. It's not a lot.
And now it has led to a missed court date.
No, I could be arrested. It's fine. Speaking of arrest, this is the craziest
you
thing.
You do not care about our shock. That part
is shocking
to me.
Oh, my gosh. I would be
me.
Terrified.
I would be throwing up upset.
I was terrified, but I was like, I mean, I get booked. I get like a cool mugshot. I could do like the Trump look or whatever, you know. It's like the new thing.
That's your goal?
Just to like, or maybe I could be like one of those hot models and people are like, oh, look at this hot model guy. They got his mugshot.
I can see this giving you some street cred.
Till they learn why you're in.
And then I look, there's an Instagram page for this county in particular that posts every mugshot for everyone that's arrested every single day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's kind of cool. And you look at it and you're like, ooh, I don't want to be in there with these people.
Yeah.
Mm. But I was stressed, and then I got this attorney, and I'm like, they're like, we can take care of it now, but if you would have waited.
How did you realize that you missed it?
Well, Jason, that's actually a funny story. It's a shocking story of what really jogged my memory. That's next with Jared and Katie in the morning.